You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, or I should say it's actually Tuesday,
yes.
May 6th, and we are following the disastrous cyclone aftermath in Myanmar. And joining us now is Joe Zamu, who is a Burmese editor of the Irrawaddy News website, and he is currently in Thailand. Joe, can you tell us what are the greatest obstacles facing aid agencies as they struggle to assess the cyclone damage?
Hello?
Yes, Joe.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, just can you speak loud a little bit?
Oh, sure. Sorry about that. Again, we're calling you in Thailand, and the lead story on your website is aid agencies struggle to assess Burma cyclone damage. What are some of the major obstacles that they are facing at the moment?
Well, the problem is that the government is always reluctant, you know, to lift their restrictions against humanitarian aid agencies. So, this afternoon, the government, you know, has signaled green light for the UN and other international aid agencies.
Do you have any sense of what that means, Joe? Does that mean they're going to accept money or resources, or are they going to allow agencies to send people into Myanmar?
Well, yes, I don't think they will, you know, allow all. I mean, aid agency. I mean, the people and the team and independent, you know, team to go to the devastated area. But I think they will receive the same money and, you know, the same money and from the aid agency, but I don't think they allow the people from aid agency to access, you know, the area, because the government always are afraid that those aid agencies, you know, will collect not only the information about the storm, but also the other, you know, sensitive information,
right,
such as politics and other
a control issue, which the Myanmar government is well known for. Joe Zamu, Burmese editor of the Irrawaddy News website, many thanks.
You're welcome.
And we're now going to move on. And
well, we should review the bidding for a moment. I mean, the BBC told us that World Vision is already in. UN agencies are assessing the damage in Myanmar. So there's a lot more information that we're going to get later on. And, of course, we have other folks who are involved in emergency response.
Exactly. And I just wanted to make one note that yesterday we heard from First Lady Laura Bush in her first news conference ever. This is what she had to say.
I urge the government to accept aid from the United States and from the entire international community right now, while the needs of their people are so critical.
That was Laura Bush, as I said, giving a very rare news conference on Monday. Meanwhile, aid groups are struggling to get assistance to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable people. And joining us now is Zarmina Nasir. She's a manager for the Emergency Response Unit of CARE. Zarmina, can you tell us, what are you doing right now? I understand this is a period of assessment. What exactly do you start with first?
Yes. Hi, Adora. Well, you know, the first 24 hours, Adora, we've got many staff on the ground. CARE has been working in Myanmar for several years now. So the first priority was naturally to make sure that they were all safe, because they experienced the cyclone firsthand. And then, as you said, we've just been really focused round the clock now on trying to assess the situation, because this has been a really significant disaster, and there's a huge humanitarian impact on communities living in Myanmar. So CARE actually has teams out there in the field at the moment trying to determine what are the most urgent needs and how can we best address those.
How do you accumulate that information in a situation that, even in the best of times, telecommunication lines aren't that great, but now many are cut, when buildings have been torn apart, and just navigating through even a small area is very difficult? How do you accumulate the information?
It is extremely challenging, Adora, as you point out. But agencies like CARE do have experience. This is what we do. This is our mandate. So when a natural disaster of this magnitude hits, we're quite well prepared. We've got staff. We've got experience. we always have the advantage that we've been present in these countries and in the communities that, have been affected for many years. So we've got really good networks and access. We have a good understanding of what the context already is in those communities. So, for instance, we know at the moment people are going to face a situation with their crops because it's planting season and that's been affected. So we actually have staff who are able to get out there. That said, with a disaster, you know, you have a lot of challenges just purely through logistics. Roads are shut down, debris cuts off areas, buildings, as you mentioned, are damaged. It's really hard to physically get into some of these areas. But as I've said, it's not something new. We do have experience with it. We've seen it in many of the recent natural disasters. So we just try to do the best we can as quickly as we can.
And we really are talking about a very desperate situation. The New York Times and the BBC have been reporting that drinking water and food are in short supply. What are you hearing?
Absolutely the same, Adora. You know, it's significant. You know, the huge thing is on Saturday we were talking 250 people dead. As you see now, the figures are closer to 15,000 informally, 10,000 pretty much confirmed. And hundreds of thousands of people left homeless without access to health facilities, very urgent needs in terms of safe drinking water and food and even basic non-food items, you know, because people have lost their homes, so they wouldn't have access to basic household items that they need, sort of hygiene type items that they need as well. So that's what we're hearing too, and that's what we're in the process of confirming, so we know what is the greatest need and how can we best meet it.
How easy has it been for you and other aid agencies, from what you've heard, to actually get people into Myanmar?
Well, Adora, our situation is such, as I mentioned, we've been there several years. We've been in Myanmar. CARE has been in Myanmar about 14 years. We've got 500 staff on the ground. So we've got really good resource and capacity to draw on. We also work very closely with the UN, with the Myanmar Authority and other agencies because the priority here is the humanitarian imperative. So we work closely to make sure we're not duplicating, so we're collaborating and we can share information and know who's doing what where, so that we can sort of maximize the benefits to people who are really suffering right now.
Sarmina Nasir, Manager, Emergency Response Unit of CARE, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.